JWST, NECAM Coronagraphy, Commissioning and First on Sky Results, by Julian H. Gerard et al. In a cold and stable space environment, the James Webb Space Telescope JWST or Webb reaches unprecedented sensitivities at wavelengths beyond 2 microns, serving most fields of astrophysics. It also extends the parameter space of high contrast imaging in the near and mid-infrared. Launched in late 2021, JWST underwent a 6-month commissioning period. In this contribution, we focus on the NECAM coronagraphy mode, which was declared science ready on July 10, 2022, the last of the 17 JWST observing modes. Essentially, this mode will allow to detect fainter, redder, colder, less massive for a given age, self-luminous exoplanets as well as other faint astrophysical signal in the vicinity of any bright object, stars or galaxies. Here we describe some of the steps and hurdles the commissioning team went through to achieve excellent performances. Specifically, we focus on the coronagraphic suppression verification activity. We were able to produce firm detections at 3.35 of the white dwarf companion HD 114174b, which is at a separation of 0.5 and a contrast of 10 magnitudes 10 to the power of 4 fainter than the K approximately 5.3 host star. We compare these first on sky images with our latest, most informed and realistic end-to-end simulations through the same pipeline. Additionally, we provide information on how we succeeded with the target acquisition with all 5 NECAM focal plane masks and their 4 corresponding wedged Lyot stops. This was JWST, NECAM Coronagraphy, Commissioning and First on Sky Results, by Julian H. Gerard et al.